This is Apollo 11 interview number 14 with Dr. Kurt Debus. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. This historic 8-day round-trip mission to the lunar surface for astronauts Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin will mark the culmination of nearly a decade's worth of manned spaceflight preparation and homework. At NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida, the man in charge is Dr. Kurt Debus, rocketry pioneer, and a man who's had a large role in the development of our present-day space capability. We asked Dr. Debus to look back over the years and highlight what he considered to be the most critical milestones in the history of manned flight.
Well, in the pre-Apollo period, it was the first manned flight. Al Shepard at that time was quite a milestone, a first in the true sense. Briefly before that, we had breached what was considered a total barrier of re-entry. The 1945, when we came over to this country, essentially with the V-2 technology, and we worked for the Army, I'm talking about the von Braun team here, late into the 40s and even to the beginning of the 50s, 500-700 miles was considered the absolute maximum that a ballistic rocket could fly. Simply because from then on, any type of material that would come back would burn up like a shooting star. There came then the development of techniques of re-entry. One is the ablation principle, where it's a melting really of a ceramic material, furnishes the necessary cooling so that inside living things can survive. So when we went into the 2,000 mile range at that time, that was, in a sense, a breakthrough and a very major milestone, because it showed that we could go in space and come back again safely with normal temperature inside a protected capsule. Then the environmental systems, which were first built into the Mercury capsule, that permitted man to take his environment along into space and come safely back with quite remarkable accuracies to predetermined landing areas. That was a major milestone. So there are certain individual single items, or milestones as you call them, that I think in their total string of occurrence and happening gradually opened up the approaches that were used in Apollo, and hopefully soon we'll have the desired result of getting two Americans to the moon and safely back.
Director of the Kennedy Space Center, Dr. Kurt Debus. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments on sun watching to help protect Apollo 11 astronauts. This is Willard Scott speaking.